Armed Forces Radio Service proudly the Armed Forces takes great deal of privilege. We are highly the Armed Forces Radio considers it a great privilege. Sneak it in the back door, fellas. It's a GI Journal.
Yes, sir, the G.I. Journal goes to press with a star-studded staff of your favorite reporters. Our four-star vocal headliners, the King Sisters, our glamour column with Iris Adrian, our wit's end editor, Rags Ragland, Harry Lang, Joe Forte, Connie Haynes, Bob Mitchell, and the AFRS band, Private Sad Sack Mel Blanc, yours truly, Harry Mitchell, and... Hello? You want to speak to this week's editor-in-chief of the G.I. Journal? Well, just a minute, I'll connect you with the editor himself, one of Hollywood's really fine actors... Polished, debonair, and truly a great guy, here is Herbert Marshall.
Hello. Yes, this is the editor. What's that? You want to place an ad in GI Journal? Just a minute, I'll get a pencil. All right, go ahead. Young man, willing to work, would like to meet beautiful girl with Orange Grove... Object, a little squeezing. All right, sir, we'll put it right up. Well, I certainly have a great deal of work to do this morning. I wonder where my office boy is. Oh, Pancho. Pancho, where are you?
Oh, I'm over here putting on my shoelaces. I am having a lot of trouble, too.
Well, why should you have so much trouble putting on shoelaces?
I ain't got no shoes.
Now, what's wrong with you, Pancho? Don't you feel well?
No, Senor, I feel terrible. This morning I ate a new breakfast food made from Mexican beans.
Made from Mexican beans?
See, you know how rice flakes, they snap, pop, and crackle?
Yeah?
Well, these, they hop, skip, and jump.
I know what will fix you up, Pancho. Run down to the drugstore and get yourself a cup of tea.
Oh, that's a good idea. There's one kind of tea I like very much.
What kind of tea is that?
Tequila.
Well, perhaps with Pancho gone, I can get something done around here. Now, let me see. I'll answer these letters first. And then... Come here.
Hi, you tall, dark, and handsome. I'm Iris Adrian.
Welcome to the G.I. Journal office, Miss Adrian. I'm Bart Marshall. Is there anything I can do for you?
Yeah. Kiss me. Come on, Bart. Stop acting coy. Take me in your arms and hold me tight. Hold me tighter.
Madam, I'm the editor.
Well, let's go to press.
Miss Adrian, surely you must have some reason for visiting the G.I. Journal office?
Yeah, I have. I just got a letter from a fellow overseas. He wants the G.I. Journal to print up a burlesque show edition for the fellas.
Burlesque show?
Yeah, where the women come out and do a strip tease.
Say, the only kind of tease I know are the kind that come in bags.
Well, you ought to get a load of these characters. And a burlesque show is where they do bumps, too.
Bumps?
Yeah, you know, like this. Watch.
Interesting, yeah.
Ever see a girl do anything like that before?
Well, not since that time the driver stopped too quickly on the Sunset bus.
Anyway, that's the way they do it in a burlesque show.
And you mean that's what the fellas overseas want?
Sure.
Well, it'll never take the place of spam. However, if that's what the men want, G.I. Journal will immediately go to press for the burlesque edition.
Yeah, give it to them with a broken-down chorus, those great burlesque comedians, and everything else.
Believe me, it'll be 100% complete. While we're getting the presses and the burlesque stage ready, let's print up a musical column with those wonderful mistresses of harmony, Alice, Donna, Yvonne, and Louise. Here they are, the four beautiful King sisters.
Talk, talk, talk. When we're sitting close together in a cozy taxi cab, must you yada to yada to yada to yada to yada to yada to gab, gab, gab. Aristotle, mathematics, economics, antique chairs, the classics, the comics. Darling, who cares? There's a brand new moon this evening, and the weather should be fine. If you yada-to, 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 same old line, I'll politely close your lips with mine.
For you burlesque show lovers, the G.I. Journal presents the Honor Shingle Follies. Starring Rags Ragland. The curtain is going up to reveal not 20 beautiful girls, not 30 beautiful girls, not 40 beautiful girls, but 10 broken down hags. Take it, chorus.
Talking picture apparatus, let me have your attention. I have here for the small price of $1 a set of 24 lovely art poses. I want you to understand that these are truly artistic pictures. They're not in any way vulgar, lewd, or suggestive. But don't try to send them through the mail. Now on with the show.
At this time, I'd like to introduce that prima donna from the continent, that world-famous soprano, Madame Libretto La Adrienne.
Oh, sweet mystery of life, at last I found thee. Now I think I know the secret of it. Just a moment, young man. Young man, can't you see I'm trying to sing?
Well, keep on trying. You're not bothering me.
What's the idea of all that hammering on the seesaw?
out there?
The manager told me to fix the seats.
What's the matter with them?
Well, I'm taking all the back seats and putting them down front and putting all the front seats in the back. That's so that the people who come in late can get a front seat.
Well, you can't make that racket while I'm singing.
Singing? You sing like a cow.
I get $5,000 a week for singing. Does that sound like cow?
That sounds like bull.
I'll have you understand my voice has been cultivated.
Yeah, from here it sounds like it's been plowed under.
And I'll have you understand I have a very large repertoire.
Well, don't wear slacks. Nobody will notice it.
Enough of this. Enough. Oh, manager. Manager.
What's going on here? What's the idea of ruining the lady's performance?
Who are you?
I'm boss.
Who am I?
You're nothing.
That's a great job you got. Boss over nothing.
Now, be careful how you talk to me. Where I come from, it takes four men to dig up one potato.
So what? Where I come from, 10 policemen can sleep on one beat.
Not only that, but we have watermelons so big it takes a team of four horses to pull out one watermelon.
Yeah? What's the reason for that?
Climate, my boy, climate. We have grapefruit that's so big it takes three men to cut them.
Why?
Climate, my boy, climate.
Hey, you know, we got a barn on our farm that's 8 stories high, and we haven't got any steps or elevators.
How do you get to the top?
Climate, my boy, climate.
After that little one, I feel like shooting myself.
I felt like shooting myself yesterday. I got in a boat and rowed out in the river. And I saw a branch hanging over the water. I threw a rope over the branch, tied it around my neck, poured gasoline on my clothes, lit a match and set my clothes on fire. Took a gun, aimed at my head. Pulled the trigger. The bullet missed my head, cut the rope. I fell in the water. The water put out the fire, and if I wasn't a darn good swimmer, I'd have drowned.
Now let's switch back to the G.I. Journal office for a minute. We're just in time to run off our feature musical page.
And here comes Connie Haynes with G.I. Journal's original Song of the Week.
Hello, fellas. This is Connie in G.I. Journal's original Song of the Week department. And the Armed Forces Radio Service previews another new tune from overseas. Tonight's song is Imagination is a Wonderful Thing, words and music by Alfred L. Okulski, Specialist, Second Class. Imagination.
confined establishment. Throw that civilian out. And now, introducing that hilarious pair in a comedy act imported at great expense to the management, the favorites of 73 continents, in an old, old routine they've been doing for many years, Harry Lang and Joe Forte.
Wasn't that a fine introduction, Mr. Marshall gave us?
Yeah, but why the old, old, old routine?
Oh, Harry, stop talking that way. Do you realize that gentleman is one of the best love stars in the motion picture business?
Well, I don't care. I can't say
that's
old.
The trouble with
if
you.
If I'd have known, if I'd have known, he was...
Shut right. up. All you do is argue, morning, noon, and night, argue.
Yeah, well,
don't you ever do anything but argue?
Yeah, if I'd have known you were going to argue with me that way, well, I'd have stayed right home and gone to work.
Work?
Yes.
What did you ever do?
I was a waiter in an insane asylum.
A waiter? A waiter in an insane asylum?
Yeah.
What were your duties?
I served soup to nuts.
Yes, and I had a fine boss, too.
You did, huh?
Yeah. What was your boss's name?
Who?
Your boss. What was his name?
Who?
Your boss, the man who paid you.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh, what?
Oh, no, it ain't what. It was what, but what got fired.
That's
now,
what I'm trying
now, to... Now, who has got what's job?
Well, that's what I'm trying to find out. Yeah.
That's what I'm telling you about.
You're telling me what?
I didn't tell you what. I told you what got fired.
Who got fired?
He did not.
Well, look, Harry. Somebody got fired. Now, who was it?
It wasn't who. It was what?
Well, who is what?
No, he ain't. Who is who and what's what?
That's what I'm trying to find out. Who is who?
Sure.
Well, then who is what?
Get out. Go on.
Well, do you like him?
Him? Why, him is the office boy.
Who is the office boy?
Now, who is the boy?
Well, who is him?
It's him is himself.
Didn't you tell me he was the office boy?
He? Why, he is the salesman.
Who is the salesman?
Now, who is the boy?
Well, who is the salesman?
He is.
Who is?
He is.
Well, who is he?
No, he ain't. He's the fellow that sells the goods for who? He sells the goods.
He sells what goods?
No, he don't, because what got fired?
Who got fired? Now, wait a minute. Come here. Come here, Harry. Listen, let's start calmly.
Yeah.
Now, wait a minute. Who is your boss?
Yes.
Isn't he your boss?
No, he ain't the boss.
Well, then who is?
Sure. Oh.
Well, if you don't want to tell me your boss's last name is, what is his first name?
Is he?
I don't know.
I just told you.
Just tell me what?
Are you going to start all over again? The man that I'm working for is Izzy who?
Well, who is he?
Turn it around.
Turn what around?
Leave what out of it?
Leave who out of
Put
it?
Put him out.
And according to my program notes, you're now to hear from the Tired Song Quartet, better known as the TS4.
I'm Rag.
I'm Harry.
I'm Joe.
I'm leaving.
Oh, no, you don't, Bart. Come back here. Remember those guys you got together at Minsky's used to sing those old quartet songs? Why don't we get together and sing a couple just for old time's sake?
I'll sing first bass.
I'll sing second bass.
I'll sing third bass.
I guess I'll umpire.
Why do we sing?
Hey, I tell you, let's sing that old song, There'll Be No Cigarettes Tonight, Grandma Stepped Out of Line.
Now, I know a better one. As Mother said when she sewed Father into his long underwear, there. That ought to shut your trap.
Okay. This is the TS4 ready? Okay. One, two.
We were strolling to the park one day in the merry, merry month of May.
I was taken by surprise by a pair of roguish eyes.
Ladies and gentlemen, you will now hear from the TS Trio.
We were strolling through the park one day
in the merry, merry month of May, oh May.
presenting the T.S. Duo.
We were strolling through the park one day in the merry, merry month of May.
Ladies and gentlemen, you will now hear a solo by Mr. T.S. himself. Miss me. I'm not taking any chances. I'm going to sing a different song. That beautiful waltz, Tales from the Vienna Sausage.
My wife's a striptease dancer, so when she comes home from the burlesque show, my troubles and my woes have just begun. Her mind is always on her work. She lives it night and day. She even does her strip routine before she hits the hay. I prop myself up in the bed and put my hands behind my head. She starts the exhibition. It's as if I'd paid admission. She turns on the radio, then walks slowly to and fro. I'm married to a striptease dancer. She gets over in a slump, straightens up and does a bump. I'm married to a striptease dancer. She starts unhooking this and that while I sit there and stare, then runs behind the window curtain and keeps waiting there. To keep this dame from getting sore, I clap my hands and holler, "More!" I'm married to a striptease dancer. And when the clock strikes 2:30, she's not even halfway through. I'm married to a striptease dancer. I make a pass, I get in Dutch. I can look, but I can't touch. I'm married to a striptease dancer. The boys that live across the court stay up for her routine. They even tip the janitor to keep the windows clean. How much better off I'd have been on the outside looking in. I'm married to a striptease dancer.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the Honey Shingles Follies proudly presents its feature attraction. The voluptuous volcano, Miss Iris Motel, will do an interpretive dance entitled Button, Button, Who's Got the Button, or Is This Strip Necessary? Start the music, Professor.
A pretty girl.
Pardon me. Is this the steam room at the YWCA?
Please, get off the stage. I happen to be doing a strip tease.
Why, this is a disgrace. Why, you ought to be ashamed. Where's your modesty? Where's your ma? Take it off.
Coming coming up here on this stage? Who do you think you are, anyway?
For me, I'm the private corp sergeant, lieutenant, captain, the private sad sack.
Just a minute, young man. What's the idea of leaving your seat and coming up here on the stage?
Well, I wanted to see if she was really getting undressed or if I was sitting behind a bald-headed man.
Well, I hope you're satisfied, Private.
Oh yes.
Then what are you staring at?
Well, I was just staring at your pretty little... your pretty lips and your pretty... and your pretty teeth and pretty nearly everything else.
Tell me, why do soldiers always go to burlesque shows on their six-hour passes?
Why? In the first play, why? Well, in the second why? Well, in the third are you kidding?
Now, after all, you have pin-up pictures in your barracks. Why come to a burlesque show?
Pin-ups? Well, that's just basic training. this is OCS.
I'll tell you what, soldier. I'll give you a break. I'm going to let you stand right up here on this stage while I do my striptease. Yes, could you ask for anything more?
Yeah, got a pair of field glasses?
Okay. Start the music again, Professor.
There goes your shoes. There goes your stockings. There goes your dress. There goes your... are you taking those off, too?
Well, Sack, I took off my gloves, I took off my sleeves, I took off my gown, and look at me now.
what do you know, long underwear.
Well, I want to thank you, Iris Adrian and Rags Ragland, and also Harry Lang and Joe Forte for a very entertaining burlesque edition of G.I. Journal. And thanks to the King Sisters and, of course, Private Sad Sack Mel Blanc. This is Herbert Marshall saying, so long, man.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.